Meet, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey approved blacklisting Donald Trump while on French Polynesia vacation. By Lucas Nolan on January 17, 2021. In a recent article, The New York Times provides an insight into Twitter's decision to ban President Donald Trump from its platform permanently. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, on vacation in French Polynesia, approved the decision under intense pressure from the company's extreme leftist executives. Employees reportedly compared the platform allowing Trump to tweet to IBM collaborating with the Nazis. In an article titled Inside Twitter's Decision to Cut Off Trump, The New York Times outlines the events leading up to Twitter's decision to permanently suspend President Trump from the platform. According to the NEAT, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey was relaxing on a private island in French Polynesia when he received a phone call on January 6 from Twitter's top lawyer and safety expert Vijay Agade, the notorious leftist who previously appeared alongside Dorsey on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. Agade informed Dorsey that Twitter had suspended President Trump's account temporarily to prevent him from posting further statements relating to the U.S. Capitol protests that could incite violence. Dorsey was reportedly concerned about the decision, but he had delegated moderation decisions to Gade and generally deferred to her on account suspensions and did so again. The NEAT writes. But Mr. Dorsey was not sold on a permanent ban of Mr. Trump. He emailed employees the next day, saying it was important for the company to remain consistent with its policies, including letting a user return after a suspension. Many workers, fearing that history would not look kindly upon them, were dissatisfied. Several invoked IBM's collaboration with the Nazis, said current and former Twitter employees, and started a petition to immediately remove Mr. Trump's account. That same day, Facebook barred Mr. Trump through at least the end of his term. But he returned to Twitter that evening with a video saying there would be a peaceful transition of power. By the next morning, though, Mr. Trump was back at it. He tweeted that his base would have a giant voice and that he would not attend the January 20th inauguration. Dorsey and other Twitter executives then decided that Trump had crossed a line, and later that day the president's account was suspended indefinitely. The NEAT writes that on Wednesday, Twitter employees gathered in a virtual meeting to discuss the decision to remove President Trump from the platform. Many were grateful that Twitter had taken action while others simply wanted to leave the Trump era behind, but many were very emotional over the situation and cried. Read the full article at The New York Times here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.